At Orchard Park in Hyde Park in London, England, a preacher had just finished his sermon when a man stepped from the crowd. Addressing the gathered company, he spoke like this: "Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to this chap talking about God, heaven, and Jesus Christ. He has had a lot to say about sin and death, the devil and hell. I hope you won't believe a word of it." "I don't. I refuse to believe what I cannot see." In this manner he went on for some time, ridiculing faith in anything that could not be seen. As he finished, another man elbowed his way forward, and he spoke to the company like this: "Friends, I hear that not far from here runs a river." "I don't believe it." "Many declare that the grass hereabouts is a beautiful green." "I don't believe it." "Some also say that along these paths are shrubs which yearly blossom to please the eye of man and make pleasant the surroundings." "Again, let me declare, I don't believe it." By now, I know that most of you have decided that I'm talking like a fool. Really, I'm quite serious. I have never seen the river. I have never seen the grass. Never looked upon a flower in all my life. For I was born blind. The more I talk to you in this way, the more it would appear to you that I must be blind. For unless sight is given to me, I shall never see the flowers, the grass, and the river that flows silently to the sea. But does this justify my insisting that I will not believe what I cannot see? Certainly not. Turning in the direction of the man who had just spoken, the blind man went on: "You, sir, by your statements, disprove nothing that has been said. What you do prove, however, is that you are also blind, for your blindness is a spiritual blindness. And that is why you do not believe what many people here know to be true." Listening friend, let me ask you today, are you spiritually blind because you refuse to see? Do you refuse to see that you are a sinner and that God's judgment hangs over you? Do you refuse to see the truth that God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that even if you would believe upon Him, you would not perish, be lost, burn in hell forever, but would have everlasting life? Listening friend of this broadcast today, do you refuse to believe, do you refuse to see that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came to this world to be born of a virgin and to die on a cross, that after 3 days of burial in a tomb He might be resurrected, that He might offer to you eternal life? Do you refuse to see that everlasting life can become yours if you will personally accept the Lord Jesus? Oh, come to the light. 'Tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has shined upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus. Will you trust Him today? He'll bless you for it. Amen.